Hi, this is David Sachs, and welcome to Spiritual Tools for an Outrageous World. Every week we do a little couples therapy between us and God. It's a chance to deepen and explore our most important relationship. Okay, I'm glad you're here, and let's get ready for Shabbos. So we finally finished building the tabernacle, the Mishkan, in the desert, and for the first 7 days, no fire comes down from heaven, and the Jewish people are thinking it's all been for naught. We thought that this was going to be a big atonement for the sin of the golden calf, and it just seems like God isn't interested. Well, on the eighth day, the fire does come down. You might think, wow, the glory of Hashem has come down. Everyone's going to fall on their faces, like in just total awe and fear and reverence. But that's not what it says. It says that the people saw, and their first reaction, that God being abundantly close to them, was to sing songs. I tell you why I like that so much. Because for a lot of people, the idea of God being close is like, you're a little close, God. Do you want to maybe just, like, you know, give you a little more personal space? Like, maybe just, you know, hang out. You know what? Hang out in the kitchen. And then, you know, a little bit later on in the evening, we can meet in the living room for a while. But then I got a lot of work to do. So, you know, I don't want to be rude, but you got to go. I mean, the idea of the closeness of God, when it actually happens, the whole Jewish people broke out in song. It's such a good reminder to us that God is good. And when he's actually around, we're like, wow, why would I want anything else? This is the greatest thing in the entire world. And then they fell on their faces, which is really interesting because it's sort of like our gut instinct was just total joy. And then, like, total reverence kicked in. And so it's just a healthy reminder to us that we want God close. And by the way, the good news is God is always close. We just have to open our eyes to see it. Okay, now I want to add one more thing. Just because we finished building the Mishkan doesn't mean that God is going to come down at that moment. I'm still not communicating yet. Let me put it to you this way. God is not an ATM. You know, we're so programmed to think, if I do this mitzvah, the cash comes in. If I do this, that happens. And there's a verse in the Torah, I think, one of the most important verses, and it's from the prophet Isaiah, and it's in chapter 55, verse 8. So listen to these words. These are life-changing words. This is God talking. For my thoughts are not your thoughts, and your ways are not my ways, the word of Hashem. You see, God is operating dimensions and dimensions and dimensions beyond us while simultaneously being very close. And he hasn't forgotten about us. But he's not an ATM. He's not an ATM. But he loves us. And sure enough, on the eighth day he came, and there was a massive, massive celebration. Just like when Mashiach comes, and he's going to come because God promised us, there's going to be massive, massive joy throughout the world. Thanks for listening. We do this every week, so join in again next Sunday for our new podcast, where we explore the amazingness of life. And review us and send in any comments or suggestions. I'd love to hear them.